I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Armed robbers shot and killed an Italian nun in Haiti last week. She ran a home for poor children in Port-au-Prince. This goes to underscore the gang violence that has ravaged Haiti's capital for months. A representative to the United Nations says gangs have been tightening their control over the metropolitan area and suburbs. Kate Michelle is the communications director at Radio 4VEH, a partner of Transworld Radio. She says,
it's really affecting not just the people in Port-au-Prince, but also supply routes from the capital to other parts of the country. Thankfully, where our station is in Cap-Haitien has been somewhat protected from gang activity, although that has increased in recent months.
Radio 4VEH has broadcasted the hope of Jesus to Haiti for 72 years. Ask God to protect Haitians from gang violence and fill them with the Holy Spirit. And violence related to drug cartels has surged across South and Central America. Chile saw murders increase 66% between 2016 and 2020. The government of Peru declared a state of emergency earlier this year over rising contract killings. Mission Cry has a plan to take Bibles into areas largely controlled by the cartels. Jason Wolford says the cartels often oppose churches because they recognize that the gospel sets people free.
Not only does it set people free, but it raises up a generation to fight back. They know not only will the word set somebody free, but it will also give them the ability to take back ground physically, and then they will lose out spiritually and monetarily. And so that's why the fight is so tough against us.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.